The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
Some people ease into the paranormal slowly, brushing up against it in scattered moments. An odd noise here, a strange shadow there. But for her, the doorway opened almost the moment she entered the world. She was born into a family with a long history of sensitivity, intuition, and unexplainable encounters. The kind of family where spiritual wasn't a label. It was a bloodline. Her mother, her siblings, her extended relatives, nearly all of them could sense things most people never even believe in. And in a strange way, she grew up expecting the unusual. What she didn't expect was how personal it would become. Her earliest memory of something truly paranormal came when she was 6. That age where the world is still enormous, where the shadows in a room stretch farther than they should, and where fear has a way of imprinting itself with painful clarity. At the time, she and her older brother shared a bedroom. He was a typical older sibling, bold, mischievous, always trying to scare her in the harmless ways siblings do. And he had a Halloween mask he treasured, a grotesque, distorted face with exaggerated features and warped colors. She hated that mask, wouldn't touch it, wouldn't look at it. Even seeing it in daylight made her stomach twist. Nobody really took her fears seriously, not at six, not when it was just a mask. Their house then was old, two stories, creaking floors, a walk-in closet that sounded alive when the wind moved through the walls. A house with character, people said. A house with history. But history isn't always comforting. One night she was trying to fall asleep, the room dim except for the crack of hallway light sliding under the door. The quiet felt heavy, as it does in old houses, settling around her like dust. And she felt something, an urge she still can't explain, a need to turn her head toward the walk-in closet. The moment she did, her breath left her. A tall black figure hovered in the doorway, around 6 feet tall, dressed in something that looked like a long, dark cloak, nothing solid, more like condensed shadow, no feet touching the ground, no visible hands, just a shape draped in darkness. And on its face was the mask. That mask, the one her brother loved, the one she feared, the one that should have been in a drawer or under a bed or anywhere except floating over the void of that doorway. She didn't scream at first. Fear rooted her to the mattress, trapping her between breath and paralysis. She stared at the figure for what had to be 10 full seconds, long enough to know it wasn't a trick of the light, long enough to know her brother was asleep across the room and not pulling a prank. She rolled over and shut her eyes as tightly as she could. Hours seemed to pass. Her small body shook so hard she could feel her teeth pressed together. When she finally forced herself to look again, the closet was empty. The mask was gone, the doorway was bare, but the terror stayed. She bolted out of bed, sprinting down the hall, bursting into her mother's room with tears already running down her face. At 6 years old, she couldn't articulate what she saw, only that it wasn't a dream. It wasn't imagination. It was real. They moved out the following year, but leaving the house didn't close the door and what lingered. Their next homes, one after the other, each carried their own echoes. By the time she was 10, she had grown more aware, more tuned in. Not jaded, not afraid. Just awake to the idea that the world wasn't as empty as people like to pretend. Their third home, only a block from their old one, seemed harmless enough. A suburban place, newer, modern, with clean lines and a calm neighborhood, right beside a protected forest. That forest was what drew her mother in. But forests carry secrets, too. She and a friend would wander the house after school while the family was still moving in. The rooms half filled with boxes and furniture, still waiting to find its place. That's when the noises started. Not the typical settling of a house. These were purposeful. Heavy footsteps upstairs when nobody else was home, doors slamming, sharp scraping sounds on the walls, banging from rooms that didn't yet hold anything heavy enough to bang. At first, she and her friend whispered their fears to each other, too embarrassed to be taken for dramatic kids. When they finally told her mother, the response was predictable. You're imagining things. But imagination can't explain what happened next. As the weeks passed, the activity escalated. Light switches flipped on and off without anyone touching them. Taps twisted open as if an invisible hand wanted attention. Toys moved, not slid, not shifted, moved. Sometimes they were rearranged entirely. The family would catch glimpses of shadows darting at the edges of vision, tiny flickers of movement that shouldn't have been there. And then came the moment that broke her mother's disbelief. Her mom was in her room, putting away laundry, when something appeared out of thin air. A perfectly formed, transparent bubble descending gently from the ceiling. Not a soap bubble, not dust catching light. Something solid enough to reflect the room, but not enough to pop. Clear, spherical, drifting downward with intention. Her mother froze, staring at it as it hovered in the air. She called out to her brother, demanding he bring a camera. They snapped photos, trying to catch the thing before it disappeared. To this day, none of them can explain it, and not an orb, not a trick of reflection. Just a bubble. That wasn't a bubble. Around that same time, the family started unraveling under stress that seemed to come from everywhere. Bankruptcy, the collapse of their business, losing their car, fights that grew into something darker, emotions that spiraled, hope pulled thin, even suicide attempts. It was a perfect storm of fear, grief, and instability. And with it came a new intensity in the house's activity. It didn't feel like bad luck. It felt like influence. Something feeding on the chaos, something echoing it, something growing stronger because of it. They lost the house and were forced to move again, only a block away once more. It was becoming a strange pattern. Different houses, same city, same radius, same presence. She was 12 then, old enough to research the paranormal, old enough to recognize patterns, and old enough to know that whatever followed them wasn't tied to a single structure. It was tied to them. The new house wasn't new at all. It was old, beautiful in its own way, but aged enough that every step, every draft, every shifting board felt like a whisper. Built in the early 1900s, it had that unmistakable antique charm. The kind that makes people say, "Oh, what character?" without realizing what they're actually feeling is the residue of decades of human emotion soaked into the walls. It had no insulation, which meant the winters pressed hard and the summers clung to the rooms like damp breath. But she liked it. She liked the history. She liked the sense that the house remembered things. She also sensed almost immediately that they hadn't left their entities behind. Activity started again within days, not subtle this time, not gentle. Her family, being psychically open, could feel the presence of multiple spirits, not just one or two, but several, each different, each with its own kind of weight. Her mother was certain they were dealing with more than residual energy. There was intelligence behind it, distinct personalities. Two of them behaved like poltergeists, playful, disruptive, mischievous. They would hide important objects, keys, jewelry, wallets, only to place them days later in places too obvious, too flatly illogical to ignore. Once, a missing ID card showed up sitting dead center on the kitchen table after hours of searching every corner of the house, and no one had been home. Other times, items vanished completely, as if swallowed by the air. And then there was the child, not seen but felt. The air would shift the way it does around a playful child, tugging at a sleeve. Her toys would sometimes be moved in ways that didn't reflect anger or malice, but curiosity. Doors would creak open an inch or two. A tiny giggle would echo faintly in the hallway, so soft you could almost convince yourself it wasn't real. Almost. But the most striking presence was the older man. She had seen him more than once. Not fully, not face-to-face, but in passing, solid black, human-shaped, but featureless. Not wispy like a shadow person, not transparent like a ghost. Just a silhouette in the shape of a man, walking or standing or lingering in her peripheral vision. Each sighting brought a chill, but not fear. There was no hostility radiating from him, just presence, deep, heavy presence. Her mother sensed animals, too. Spirit animals, maybe, or shadow forms. The first time she saw one, it moved so quickly across the room she couldn't process what she was seeing. Just a blur of jet black mass, shaped like a large dog, padding silently through the hall. Then one night she felt something brush past her leg, a softer, lighter weight, and heard a faint purr, low and rhythmic. A cat, but they didn't own a cat at the time. The sensation was so physical she almost reached down to pet it. These encounters weren't frightening, not in the way other hauntings are. They felt more like interruptions, reminders that the unseen world was closer than most people believed. She came to see these entities as housemates, uninvited, sure, but not dangerous. And in a strange way, they seemed to look after the family more than torment them. But not all activity is comforting, even when it isn't malicious. Her radio became the first sign that something had turned its attention specifically toward her. It would switch on by itself, soft at first, a bit of static drifting through the room, then louder, music playing at random hours, sometimes in the middle of the night, jolting her awake. She'd get up to turn it off, only for it to click back on moments later. She would see figures too, quick flashes like someone darting past a doorway just out of sight, always humanoid, always fleeting. Enough to make her turn her head, but never enough to catch more than a silhouette. These weren't hallucinations. They weren't imagined. They happened too often, too consistently, at times when she was fully awake and aware. And then came the whispers. Soft, breathy, close enough to send a cold rush down the back of her neck. She couldn't make out the words. They weren't language, more like intention formed into sound. A murmur at her shoulder, a tone behind her bed. Sometimes she thought she heard breathing too, slow and steady, as if someone stood beside her, watching her fall asleep. Nighttime became the thinnest part of the day, where the distance between her world and theirs felt like tissue. Most nights she felt a presence in her room, gentle but undeniably real. The pressure at the foot of her bed became common, the exact weight of a cat settling near her legs. Except she didn't have a cat. And yet she heard faint purring, soft kneading motions pressing into her blanket. Her mother experienced this too, but more vividly. Something small curling up beside her. Something warm. Something content. The same purring, the same shifting weight, the same invisible animal behavior. They both became certain that whatever was visiting them was harmless, maybe even affectionate, a spirit of a pet long gone, returning to familiar people. There were other moments, lights switching off without warning, appliances turning themselves on, footsteps in empty rooms, muffled conversations coming from nowhere. Shadows that slipped through hallways like they were part of the house's breath, and none of it carried malice. If anything, the house felt occupied rather than haunted, active, but not hostile. A place where spirits lived alongside the family, drifting in and out, observing more than interacting. She began to feel them as companions, not threats. But there was something else beneath it all. A pull. A sense that she was being approached, not aggressively, not dangerously, but with intention. Like something was nudging her, inviting her to notice more, to listen more closely, to open herself more fully to the invisible world around her. And she wanted to, truly, she wanted to understand what was trying to reach her, and she wanted clarity. She wanted connection, but she didn't know how to open that door safely. She didn't know how to strengthen her intuition without overstepping into something darker. The entities, for their part, seemed patient, helpful even. They turned off forgotten lights, guided her with sudden instincts to go check something, nudged her into avoiding bad timing or bad decisions. The good ones gave off a warmth she could feel like sunlight on the skin. They didn't feel like attachments. They felt like guardians. And yet, with all the comfort they brought, there was one thing she couldn't ignore. The attention was increasing. More flashes, more whispers, more movement, more presence around her specifically. The house wasn't just active. It was watching her, choosing her, preparing her for something she couldn't name yet. The longer she lived in that old wooden house, the more she felt as though the line between the living and the unseen had thinned just for her. Not for her mother. Not for her siblings, not even for the psychics scattered throughout her family tree, for her. It wasn't frightening, not in the way hauntings are usually frightening, but it was unmistakably intimate, as if the spirits in the home had decided she was the one who could hear them best, the one they could lean toward, the one they could trust. And maybe that was the strangest part of all. Not the shadows, not the footsteps, not the whispers sliding softly into her room at night, but the comfort. Because even with all the chaos her family had been through, the fights, the tension, the unraveling of their business and lives, these entities felt like the one steady thing that hadn't abandoned them. As the months passed, the activity didn't calm down. It sharpened. She began catching glimpses of figures more clearly than ever before. Dark silhouettes, fast-moving shapes, reflections in windows that didn't match the room behind her. Sometimes she'd be sitting in the living room, reading or studying, and she'd feel someone step directly behind her, close enough to stir the air, but when she turned around, nothing. Other times, she'd walk down the hallway and swear she saw a person standing just inside her bedroom door. Not threatening, not looming, just watching, the same way you'd watch a friend you're trying not to startle. The whispers grew too, not louder, but more frequent. Often they would start right as she was drifting off to sleep, soft breaths brushing her ear, words she couldn't understand but tones she could absolutely feel, gentle, curious, almost protective. The breathing was the most unnerving part, slow, measured, entirely separate from her own. Sometimes she would lie there with her eyes closed, listening, and feel her heart rate slow despite the impossibility of it all. Because whatever was in the room with her wasn't trying to scare her. It was simply letting her know she wasn't alone, and somehow that made the dark feel warmer. Her mother felt the presence frequently, too. Especially the small one, the cat-like spirit that curled into their blankets with soft, kneading motions. Some nights her mom would gasp quietly and whisper, "It's here again," with a tone that carried no fear at all, just familiarity. The entities weren't always comforting, though. Sometimes they were startling, but even then, they never pushed past a boundary. They rarely touched anything aggressively anymore. They seemed to have settled, learned the household's rhythms, found their place within it. But every so often, something more intense slipped through. There was the night the hallway light flicked on and off in a slow, pulsing pattern, too slow to be electrical, too deliberate to be a malfunction. She walked toward it cautiously, and the moment she reached the switch, it stopped. Cold. As if whoever had been signaling her decided she'd gotten the message. Another time, the toaster turned on by itself, pushed down firmly, heating coil glowing, without a single hand touching it. Her mom, halfway across the kitchen, just watched it click to life and muttered, "All right, I guess someone's hungry," before unplugging it with a sigh. It became part of the house's personality. A second heartbeat, a presence that moved between rooms like someone pacing gently, thinking, watching. And as strange as it sounds, they grew used to it. But she knew, more than anyone, that the spirits were gravitating toward her in particular. Maybe because she was open. Maybe because she was young and intuitive. Maybe because she wanted to understand them. And wanting in the paranormal world is often an invitation. She could feel it in the air around her, like invisible fingers brushing her shoulders when she asked a question out loud. She could feel it in her thoughts, subtle impressions that weren't quite voices, not quite intuition, but something in between. She could feel it when she woke up in the middle of the night with the overwhelming sense someone was standing near her bed. Not looming, not hostile, just present. Her family saw it, too. They'd tease her sometimes in that affectionate way families do about being the favorite of the house's spirits. But deep down, she wondered if they were right. And because the presence never hurt them, never even frightened them in a meaningful way, she started wanting more. Wanting to understand the unseen world more fully. Wanting to hear what the whispers were trying to say. Wanting to connect. But opening yourself to spirits isn't the same as opening your eyes. It's opening yourself, your energy, your mind, your boundaries. And she didn't know how to do that safely. So she watched. She waited. She tuned in. And the spirits responded in small ways, flashes, nudges, sounds, warmth. The older man appeared again, once, just a glimpse. A silhouette moving through the kitchen archway, pausing for a moment, as if acknowledging her before continuing on. Not threatening, almost polite. Another time, she saw the dog-shaped shadow sprint across the yard at dusk, solid enough to kick up leaves, yet too dark, too fast, too quiet to be anything living. She followed it to the back fence, but it vanished without a trace. Her mother later told her, very matter-of-factly, "He likes you." She couldn't tell if that comforted her or made her pulse spike. There were nights she would lie awake, listening to the purring phantom curl against her legs and think about how strange her life had become. How most people go their entire lives without seeing anything truly unexplainable, while she was surrounded by it daily. And yet, she wasn't afraid. Not anymore. Because every entity in that house radiated the same thing. Peace. Not purity, not innocence. but peace. As if they weren't trapped souls or hostile spirits or dark shadows feeding off sorrow, but simply leftovers. Stories, echoes of lives that lingered because they cared, because they remembered, because they had nowhere else to be, or maybe because they chose to be here. The house didn't feel haunted. It felt inhabited, alive in its own strange, layered way. And so eventually she stopped asking, "What is this?" and started asking, "How do I step into this world more fully? How do I open the door on my side?" She wasn't searching for danger or power or contact for thrills. She simply wanted to connect more deeply with what she already knew was real. She wanted clarity. She wanted understanding. She wanted the same awareness her mother had, the same intuition her relatives wielded so effortlessly. But that's the thing about wanting to open yourself to the unseen. Once you open the door, you don't get to choose who walks through it. For now, she stands at the edge, half in her world, half aware of theirs, waiting for someone to tell her where to step next and how to do it safely. And the house, as always, listens, breathes, watches us, and waits, because the spirits don't want to harm her. They just want to be recognized, understood, seen. And she's beginning to realize something, that not everyone with a haunting gets the luxury of saying she isn't afraid of them. She's curious. And curiosity in a house like hers is the beginning of something much bigger.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.